Let us sacrifice, make acceptable to God, the mighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice in your hands, for the praise and glory of His name, for
our good and glory of all Lord, receive our offering as we celebrate the ascension of Christ the Son. May His gifts give us rise with Him, to have joy in heaven, where He lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks
and praise. Father of all, forever living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks. Today, the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, the conqueror of sin and death, ascended to heaven, while the angels sing His praise. Christ mediator between God and man, judge of the world and the Lord of all, has passed beyond our sight, not to abandon us, but to be our foe. Christ is the beginning, the head of the church, where He has gone, we hope to follow. The joy of the resurrection and ascension will use the whole world, while the choirs of heaven sing forever to your glory.
Holy, 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 Lord, 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 you are holy indeed, the fountain of all holiness. Let the Spirit conform these gifts to make them holy, so that they may become for us the body and blood of your Lord Jesus Christ. Before he was given up to death, at death he freely accepted, he took bread and gave thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup, again he gave thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. This life-giving bread, this sitting cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. May all the powers to share in the body and prayer of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember the church throughout the world. Make us grow in love together with Benedict our Pope, John our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have gone to the rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all, because we are to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, and with all the saints who have done your will through the ages. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through our Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, within him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father. Forever and ever. In mercy, give us free from sin and protect us from anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of Savior Jesus Christ. And grant us the peace and unity of the kingdom. We live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us help each other, a sign of peace. This is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am worthy to receive you. Holy Spirit, the word, and I shall be filled.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Father, in this Eucharist, we touch the divine life you give to the world. Help us follow Christ's love to eternal life with his Lord, forever and ever.
Amen. Prayer for the priest. Almighty God, look upon the face of Jesus, who is the eternal high priest, and have compassion on your priests in today's world. They are weak and great human beings. Stir up in them the grace of their compassion. Keep them close to you, so the enemy may not prevail against them, so that they may never do anything in the slightest degree unworthy of their sublime vocation. O Jesus, I pray for your faithful and fervent priests, for the unfaithful and perfect ones, for those faithfully at home and abroad in this confusion field, for those who are tempted, for those who are lonely and desolate, for those who are young, for those who are dying, for those who are imperfect for you. Above all, I recommend to you the priest who dearest to me, the priest who baptized me, the priest who was walking from my sins, the priest whose masses I have assisted, and gave me your body and blood in holy communion. The priest whose prophet